Chapter 7. Hello, Snow. I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah, I say as we follow her into the house. Except it isn't really a house. It's more of a, well, cottage. But that sounds like a word my Nana would use. Everything is small. Really small. Small table, small chairs, small lamp. And everything is tidy. Couch cushions are plumped and upright. Table is perfectly set. Fork, plate, knife, times 8. She must have a big family. Well, a small big family. But where is everybody? It's, lovely to meet you. The girl falters. She clutches the skirt of her dress, and I get the sense she's not used to having visitors. I'm Snow.
Snow? What kind of name is Snow?
What an interesting name, I say, or think I say. Maybe I don't. My eyelids suddenly weigh a ton. I can barely hold them open. I yawn. My brother pinches my arm. Ouch! I'm not falling asleep, I say, although I kind of am. It's late, and we walked for miles, and it's warm in here. He waggles his eyebrows. What? I say. Her name is Snow, he says, and waggles his eyebrows again. Yes, Jonah, I say, giving him a look. I heard. Snow, he repeats, giving me a look right back. Whoa, my head feels cloudy. That's no excuse for forgetting my manners. Right, sorry. Nice to meet you too, Snow. Do you think we could use your phone? You keep saying that, but I don't know what you mean, Snow says. I sigh. Who doesn't know what a phone is? But I don't say that. That would be mega rude. Maybe she's homeschooled, or one of those kids who's never allowed to watch TV or use a cell phone. Jonah pinches me again. Abby, he whispers. Snow is... Stop it, I mutter and yawn again. Why is he being so embarrassing? I can't take him anywhere. But, shush, no talking, zip it. When Mom or Dad tells him to zip it, he has to be quiet and silently count to 100. Would you like to sit down? Snow asks, motioning to the couch. Yes, thank you, I say. My whole body aches. My feet are on fire. Walking in slippers was not my best move. If I'd known I'd be hiking through the forest when Jonah woke me up, I would have worn sneakers and kept them tied. I collapse onto the couch, so tired. Except it's hard to get comfy. These cushions are so small. Who fits on a couch like this? Jonah squeezes in beside me and bounces. Do you have to use the bathroom? I ask him, struggling to keep my eyes open. He shakes his head back and forth, then he giggles. He giggles! What is wrong with him? Does he ever get tired? Can I get you anything? Snow asks. Do you have any Cheetos? Jonah asks. Snow looks at us blankly. I don't know what those are either. Her parents must be health nuts too. Do you two live around here? She asks. At last, we're getting somewhere. Yes, I say. I mean, no. I mean, can you just tell us how to get to Sheraton Street from here? Realizing how lame I must sound, I add, that's where we live. We just moved. I've never heard of Sheraton Street, she says. So you're really two lost kids? You're really not wearing disguises? I laugh uneasily. Do people usually come over wearing disguises? Only my stepmother. Jonah bounces again. Jonah, stop, I say, and turn back to Snow. Why would your stepmom put on a disguise? So I won't recognize her. I rub my forehead, because what she says makes no sense, and makes total sense at the same time. It's like I'm being given puzzle pieces, one and then another and then another, and if I wasn't so tired, I could probably put all the pieces together and make some sort of picture. I'm glad you showed up, Snow continues. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have realized it was my stepmother at the door, and I would have taken the apple. Who knows what would have happened then?
I do, Jonah blurts out. You would have eaten the apple, and it would have been poisoned, that's what!
He zipped it up for about a minute. Not bad for Jonah. Wait, what did he just say? The apple would have been poisoned?
Yeah, Jonah says. Snow's stepmom was trying to kill her with a poisoned apple, and that's why she was wearing a disguise. So Snow would open the door. How could you not remember the story? Nana used to read it to you, to us, all the time.
Stepmom. Apple. Disguise. Poison. I am suddenly wide awake. Oh, my goodness!
Finally, Jonah says and throws his hands in the air. No.
Yes. Impossible. You're Snow White? I say. You can't be. She blinks her round blue eyes.
How do you know my last name?